everyone. This is the Left, Right and Center and I'm Maria Shakil. The battle for 2024 has begun and election heat is rising with each passing day. Today was a hectic day of electioneering with political heavyweights filing their nominations for the first phase of voting, which will take place on April 19. Key leaders, including union ministers and opposition bigwigs, filed their nominations today. On the show tonight, we will be joined by two candidates from NDA and India blocs who have filed their nomination papers. Next in the program, we will look at the Delhi dangal between Aam Aadmi Party and the BJP over the arrest of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. While the Aam Aadmi Party claims that the Chief Minister is running the government from the ED custody, the BJP has called it a sham. We will discuss if the Aam Aadmi Party's Jail Se Sarkar plan is workable. And later on the show, we'll shift focus to the key state of Kerala, where the BJP is making a big push to open its electoral account. We'll be joined by Kerala BJP chief K. Surendran, who will be taking on Rahul Gandhi in Wayanad. But first up, polling for 102 Lok Sabha seats will be held on April 19th. Nominations will close on March 27th, which is tomorrow, for 20 states and union territories. And due to festivals in Bihar, it will be closing in Bihar alone on March 28th. The NDA, in its first phase, has assigned 77 seats to the BJP. Other parties of the NDA will be contesting on remaining 23 seats. One seat is yet to be declared, highlighting the coalition's approach as it gears up for the electoral contest. The India bloc has announced its candidate list for the first phase of the elections. This includes 57 candidates for the Congress, with 42 seats allocated to other alliance parties. Two seats remain undeclared. And in this 102 seats which go to polls, there are 5 seats of the state of Assam, and one seat is Dibrugarh. We are being joined by Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, who filed his nominations today. Mr. Sonowal, I appreciate your time. Will you say it's a homecoming for you? You have represented the Dibrugarh constituency in the past. This is from where you come from. This is where you studied. And now you have filed your nominations here.
Of course, that's the very, very close task, close connection. This is quite natural that Dibrugarh, being my home constituency, it is always like pleasure to walk with the people around and who have taken care of my growing, my education, my mom and dad and all others, relatives, and also my values around, my friends. So I believe this is a great feelings, and also I'm really grateful to the people of my constituency as well as the people of Assam. And this is an opportunity to serve the people in the constituency, to serve the state of Assam, to serve the nation.
Besides the Chief Minister of Assam, Himanta Biswa Sarma, Assam Gan Parishad, the President, Atul Bora, UPPL leader, all of them were present in your nomination. The messaging, would you say, was clear that it is a united NDA which is fighting on your seat?
Yeah, of course. We are all united, strongly united, working together day and night, hard to get the, objective fulfilled, particularly the target we have set. As you know, this election, Lok Sabha election of 2024 is very, very important because this nation is growing fast. And under the dynamic leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, now the people have developed their confidence. It is 1.4 billion people in the country. And due to the very, very able leadership, visionary leadership of our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji in the last 10 years, and everyone is got sajab and everyone is ready to extend their contribution to the growth of the national economy, and also to make India one of the top three economy in the world under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister. So that's the way people are all get motivated. And even in my constituency also, I have seen the people in the state of Assam under the leadership of Dr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma, Chief Minister of Assam. He's also working hard day and night under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister. So we are all working as a team. And I am confident that this time, people for the speedy growth of the nation is definitely going to support BJP and its allies.
Talking about Assam as a state, 14 seats in all, the Congress too has done some rejig of its candidates. Will it be a tough contest for the BJP?
Of course, like, you know, oppositions, they are fielding their candidates. But the question, Congress is no more in the heart of the people of Assam. Not only in the people of Assam, but also in the heart of the people of India. Because they are already been rejected by the people because of their misdeed, whatever crime they have committed in the last 6 years. Because whatever they have, like, you know, committed the corrupt practices and all others illegal activities. And because of this, like, you know, country had to be always in the back foot. But now, whatever exemplary transformation brought by Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi just in the small, like, in a span of time, that is 10 years. So that's proved the quality of government, quality of, like, governance, quality of, you know, the policy program, you know, implementation. So quality of living in the country. So that's why this is the transformation Honorable Prime Minister has brought. And on the other hand, Congress has created a dark scepter in the Indian politics because of their corrupt, like, rule and communal rule and all divide and rule politics. So that's the way the people have now judged the whole development. And that is why this time I don't see any ground in the country of Congress, you know, existence.
Mr. Sonowal, what about Citizenship Amendment Act? It has been notified, and will that be really an issue in Assam this time?
It is not going to impact the indigenous people of Assam. They are all well guarded and protected.
Okay. What about the Prime Minister? When is he expected to campaign in your constituency and other high-profile visits that you are expecting?
Now, of course, like, you know, the program will be sorted out within a short span of time. Today, I have filed my nominations, and I believe whatever, like, in consultation with the national, like, you know, like, party, the state party will sort out the, like, you know, program list accordingly. It will be listed in like constituency wise.
All right, Sarbanand Sonowal there, contesting from Dibrugarh in Assam. Wishing you all the best, sir. Thank you so much. We have the next candidate now. Ikra Hassan is the India Bloc candidate from Kerana in Uttar Pradesh. She is the daughter of late Member of Parliament Munawar Hassan. She filed her nominations today. Ikra, thank you so much. This is a very important and crucial battle for the India Bloc. One would say this is a battle for survival in many ways. How prepared are you and how hopeful are you that you will be victorious from your constituency?
I can only speak for myself and for my constituency, and I'm very confident. We've been working on ground for the past 2 years, and we are confident that we've sent across a right message amongst the people.
Ikra, you have a very, very fascinating background. Tell us about it. You know, BJP keeps talking about dynasts. You are also a dynast in many ways because you are in politics because of the background that you come from, because of the virtue of being born into a family.
That is true, but I've also put in a lot of hard work, and my so-called launch hasn't happened in a way that in a very positive sort of environment. It happened in a very compromising situation where I had no other option. I've done my graduation from LSR in History Honours. Then I went on to do my law from Faculty of Law. And then I did my master's from SOAS University, London. and I wanted to pursue my PhD further, but then I came back because of Corona, and as soon as I came back, my mother and my brother were they had fake cases on them, so I was the only one at home who had to deal with all of that, all of the things that were going on. So that was the situation in which I entered politics. And since then, I have worked hard and I have been on ground. And that is my, I'm very privileged. I come from a privileged background. I acknowledge that, but I do not take that for granted any day. And I am working hard every day. I'm meeting people every day. And I hope I can be a strong voice for the people of Kerala.
You know, next 20 days will be very crucial because voting in your constituency, which is Kerala, is on 19th of April. Tell us about the campaigning. What all has been planned by you and your party?
We've covered most of the villages and we're trying to cover the ground that has been left. We're trying to comb through the villages that are left. And other than that, we're trying to keep it very quiet because we've been on ground. We've sent across our message already amongst people. So we do not want to make a huge show out of it, but we request the people to vote for the issues.
So, since you're talking about the issues, I want to understand from you what really, according to you, are the issues for people in Kerala. Because, you know, we have seen that kind of overwhelming support that Prime Minister Modi and Yogi Adityanath got in the recently held, assembly elections in Uttar Pradesh. They have been talking about governance, welfarism. What exactly is an alternative viewpoint that an India bloc candidate such as you are proposing?
I think so, yes, because it's been high time that the BJP has been fighting the elections on one face. And now this is the first time, at least in our constituency, in the area, the Western UP area that I come from, that we're seeing that local politics has emerged, local issues have emerged, and people do not want, I mean, they acknowledge that the PM is so-and-so, but they do not want to vote just for the PM because we need active and strong, we need active people representing us from our constituency. So people have seen that, people have acknowledged that, and I don't think now the one-face issue will help BJP win all seats.
My last question to you, Ikra. The BJP has fielded a record number of women candidates in these elections. Do you expect the same from other political parties? Are you disappointed that in Uttar Pradesh alone, the alliance, that India bloc, hasn't really given a proper representation to women?
I would hope so. I hope we get as many positions to fill as we can. And it's, I am privileged to be one of them, and I hope there are many more in just like me. So here's to hoping. But as you said, that we need to do more for the women, the other half of the population. We need more of them representing themselves and being a voice for themselves.
And staying with elections, NDTV's election journey has reached Baramati Lok Sabha constituency. Baramati is one of the most high-profile seats in the country. Sharad Pawar, the National Conference NCP chief, was a member of parliament from the seat. Now it is being represented by his daughter. What is the mood on the ground? Here's that story.
The political temperature in Maharashtra is soaring. And one of the prominent seats where we are going to see a tough contest is Baramati from Western Maharashtra, where there will be a fight between a daughter and a daughter-in-law. Sharad Pawar's daughter, Supriya Sule, who is also a sitting MP from the Baramati seat, is contesting against Ajit Pawar's wife, Sunetra Pawar.
This hug may suggest a cordial relationship, but does it truly reflect meeting of hearts? Is this scene emblematic of recent events where Supriya Sule and Sunetra Pawar found themselves in close proximity within a temple. Despite both being part of the same family, they've emerged as political adversaries. While Supriya Sule vigorously campaigns to secure the Baramati Lok Sabha seat for the fourth consecutive time, Sunetra Pawar too is entrenched in the battleground, fiercely defending her position. In the political arena, Supriya Sule refrains from directly attacking her sister-in-law Sunetra. Yet, she raises grave allegations against the Mahayuti, the coalition that she represents.
लोकतंत्र की हत्या हो रही है हमारे जो जिनको तोड़ के लेके गए वो प्यार से नहीं गए वो आइस के कारण गए आइस मतलब इनकम टैक्स सीबीआई और ईडी मेरे लिए परिवार बहुत मायने रखता है मेरी राजनीति गलत नीतियों के खिलाफ है किसी व्यक्ति के खिलाफ नहीं
सुनेत्रा पवार जी के साथ आपके रिश्ते कैसे रहे हैं
मेरी तरफ से हमेशा अच्छे ही रहेंगे
In Supriya Sule's campaign, her father and the party's leader, Sharad Pawar, is actively participating. Rohit Pawar, who is Sharad Pawar's grandson and also a legislator, is reaching out to the people to advocate for his aunt. Rohit Pawar suggests that the surge of sympathy following Ajit Pawar's defection from Sharad Pawar's NCP last year will ultimately favour Supriya Sule.
Last time, agar aap Supriya Tai ki lead dekhe, तो आई थिंक 1,60,000 या 70,000 के आसपास थी इस वक्त जो लोगों से मिलने के बाद ये फील आ रहा है वो डेफिनेटली 2.5 लाख के आगे जाएगी ऐसा लग रहा है
At the other end, Sunetra Pawar is diligently striving to match her sister-in-law's vigor. Her day begins as early as 8 a.m., delving into the rural heartlands of Baramati. There, she engages in intimate gatherings, attentively hearing out the villagers' concerns. In an interview to NDTV, Sunetra Pawar acknowledged her relatively low political profile, affirming her commitment to carve out her own identity among the people. She emphasized the necessity of putting in the hard work to establish a connection with the community.
तो जाके मिल रहे हैं हम लोग जहाँ भी जाते हैं वहाँ कोई ना कोई समस्याएं आती है अभी आप देख रहे हैं यहाँ आए हैं यहाँ तो पानी की समस्या बहुत बुरी तरह से चिंतित है लोग स्थानिक लेवल का प्रॉब्लम है वहाँ तो जल्दी से हम यहाँ के लोगों से बात करके छुड़वा सकते हैं लेकिन जो बड़ी प्रॉब्लम है वो दादा के माध्यम से या और कोई माध्यम से छुड़ाने का प्रयत्न कर सकते हैं हम
According to Ajit Pawar's associates, they believe that Sunetra Pawar will benefit from Ajit Pawar joining the Mahayuti alliance. The BJP was against the NCP in the last election, but is supporting the NCP this time.
हमारा जो कोएलिशन है महाराष्ट्र में इसमें हर एक तख्ता को आगे ले जाने की हमारी प्रयास रहेगा और ये जो हमारा डबल इंजन सरकार रहेगा जो इस चुनाव के बाद सेंटर में भी एनडीए का गवर्नमेंट फॉर्म होने से और स्टेट में भी एनडीए का गवर्नमेंट फॉर्म होने से इस विकास को अधिक गति महाराष्ट्र में और देश में मिलेगी
While the rivalry between Supriya Sule and Sunetra Pawar is unfolding, the story isn't as straightforward. There's a twist in the tale. Shiv Sena leader and former minister Vijay Shivtare has jumped into the fray. In fact, Vijay Shivtare has decided to contest the elections due to his long-standing rivalry with Ajit Pawar. In the previous assembly elections, Shivtare was a candidate from the Purandar constituency, but Ajit Pawar had challenged him, stating that he wouldn't let Shivtare win the elections. Shivtare lost the elections and now is gearing up to contest against Ajit Pawar's wife to settle scores. However, he denies any personal vendetta behind his decision and claims that he is doing this out of a sense of justice.
कोई बदले की भावना है ही नहीं उन्होंने गलत किया था ये तो पूरे महाराष्ट्र को मालूम है लेकिन मैंने उनको माफ कर दिया था उसी टाइम पे मेरा अपना स्वभाव है कि ठीक है उन्होंने जो किया वो माफ मैंने माफ किया लेकिन डेस्टिनी विल नॉट फॉरगिव
लश ग्रीन शुगर केन फील्ड्स आर द हॉलमार्क ऑफ बारामती More prosperous than the farmers in other parts of Maharashtra, the sugarcane cooperatives in this region mark its identity. It was from the western Maharashtra that the sugarcane cooperative movement began. Through the influence of these sugar cooperatives, the Pawar family has pursued its politics.
बारामती की बेटी, ये चुनाव कम से कम 2-2.5 लाख से जीतेगी। इस बार भी फोर्थ टाइम जो जीत होगी वो सुप्रिया दई की होगी।
इस बार बारामती किसको मौका देगी, बारामती की बेटी को या बहू को?
बहू को, क्योंकि उन्होंने बहुत ही स्कूल्स वगैरह बहुत अच्छा किया है, सराउंडिंग नेचर रास्ते बहुत अच्छे किए हैं, इसलिए इस टाइम वही सिलेक्ट होगी।
Near Katavari in Baramati, the temple of Lord Hanuman holds political significance. Although Sharad Pawar is not often seen visiting or performing rituals at the temple, for the past several decades, he and his family members, including his nephew Ajit Pawar and daughter Supriya Sule, have initiated the election campaigns from this temple. This tradition has been faithfully upheld not only by Sharad Pawar but also his successors. It will be intriguing to see upon whom Lord Hanuman's blessing bestow favour. In this Lok Sabha constituency, there are 6 assembly segments, with 2 each dominated by the BJP, Congress and NCP. In the previous elections, Supriya Sule defeated her BJP rival Kanchan Kul with 1,55,774 votes. Baramati is going to the polls on May the 7th. On June 4th, the big day, will reveal whom the electorates have favoured. Baramati's daughter Supriya Sule or daughter-in-law Sunetra Pawar. With camera person Rajendra Dayalkar and Jitendra Dixit, Bureau Report, NDTV.
From one hot seat to another, and this one is in southern India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is making a formidable bid to turn BJP's electoral fortunes in Kerala. And the man leading the BJP push in the opposition stronghold is K. Surendran. The BJP has also upped the ante by fielding Surendran against Rahul Gandhi in Wayanad. He is joining us now. He has some very tough task at his hands. Mr. Surendran, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. It's a very important battle for you and the BJP. What is giving BJP hope that this could be a breakout moment for you in the constituency of Wayanad?
No, I am confident that we could make it a success in Wayanad, because last 2019 election, the people wholeheartedly welcomed Rahulji, supported Rahulji. His majority was more than 4.5 lakh. The people supported him large scale. They were expected many things, but unfortunately, nothing has happened. Rahulji didn't anything for Wayanad. No, I am not saying the word. I am not saying this sentence that Rahulji cheated Wayanad. But the people in Wayanad totally disappointed, fed up with Rahul Gandhiji. Such an irresponsible MP, Rahul Gandhiji. How many times he came to Wayanad? What is his achievement in Wayanad? What progress he bring to Wayanad? What project he bring to Wayanad? See, Wayanad lagbhag 20% se jyada janjati samaj hai. 20%, above 20% is the ST community. Only constituency. What is Rahul Gandhiji's contribution? This serious negligence is the main talking point in Wayanad. Hamare Modi ji ne Wayanad jille ko aspirational district diya. I will tell one simple example. Hamare Modi ji ne Wayanad ke liye aspirational district diya. Aspiration district means to support the downtrodden, to support the poor. Lot of projects are going on. The district magistrate, district collector is the head of that committee. Kai bar idhar yojana baitak, Wayanad mein. Sir, 2 times our central minister, Srimati Smriti Irani ji, came to Wayanad, attended the planning meeting. But last 3 years, Rahul Gandhi ji never attended a meeting. MP's duty is to follow up the aspirational district activities. I would like to ask Rahul Gandhiji, where is your Adarsh Samsad Gram Yojana? Which village you selected for Adarsh Gram Yojana? What is your contribution?
Is there any project by Rahul Gandhiji in Wayanad? How much money then apart from the MP lad he gathered for Wayanadu people?
I'm sure Rahul Gandhi will be answering to those questions that you have asked on this show during the course of the campaign. But Mr. Surendran, the CPI has also fielded a candidate in Wayanad. So it's not really an India bloc candidate versus the BJP. What is your arithmetic?
One point I would like to share with you that Ani Raja, Madam Ani Raja is also a big leader. Lot of responsibility in all the states. She is traveling all over India. Rahul Gandhiji all over India, even abroad also he is traveling. Why not do people actually wanted a local MP? I am from here. I am the local man. Both Rahul Gandhiji and Ani Rajaji, they are in tourist visa. I have permanent visa in Wayanad. I will work for the people of Wayanad, will stay with them, will share their problems, will solve their problems, because I am the soldier of Narendra Modi. Modi ki sivai ho. Modi hai to mumki ke. I can do everything for the Wayanad people. So, last time election, how much vote we got? Last time election, how much vote Rahul Gandhi got is not a question. Politics is different. See, Amethi constituency, how many decades Nehru family in their own hand, and what happened to Amethi now? So, log Amethi ke log pichle bar jo kia, why karenge Wayanad ke log is bar? This is my confidence, and the people of Wayanad is thinking like.
But BJP has been trying very hard, of course, to make inroads in Kerala, but you've got little success. Why do you think 2024 will be different from what it was in 2014 or 2019 or even the assembly elections which have happened in the last 10 years?
See, I lost in Manjeshwaram assembly for 89 votes, sirf 89 votes. I lost Pathanamthitta Lok Sabha seat for 40,000 votes. No, we are the third front in Kerala. But see, now the Narendra Modiji's acceptance and approval is growing day by day in Kerala. You see the ground reality. Today, my launching day in Kolkata. I just came today by 2 p.m. You see the crowd, how much crowd in Wayanadu were there to receive me. No, I am sure that this is not the crowd for me. It is the crowd for Narendra Modi. So people trust is growing day by day regarding Narendra Modi. People know that Modi guarantee will be the main election point in Kerala this time. We will win many seats this time. Wayanad will be there, one of them in that seat.
All right, Mr. Surendran, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining and sharing your thoughts on this battle for Wayanad. Shifting focus back to Delhi, the Delhi Dangal is now going on in full steam with both the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party locking horns over Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. While the Aam Aadmi Party had called a ghirao of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence today, the BJP is taking out a mega march demanding Mr. Kejriwal's resignation, calling his work from jail plan a sham. Is that really a workable model? We are being joined now by Sanju Verma, national spokesperson of the BJP, Akshay Marathe, national spokesperson of Aam Aadmi Party, Aarti Jairath, senior journalist. Sanju Verma, I will take that question to her in just a bit. But Akshay Marathe, morally speaking, how ethical is it for any government to run from jail?
First of all, let me start off by saying that the entire country is today acknowledging that the BJP has scored a massive self-goal in arresting a popularly elected chief minister just 1 month before the election. You see, when tyrants and dictators take it a notch too far, there is a sense of discomfort even in their strongest supporters that is baar zyada ho gaya. BJP ne is baar zyada kar diya. And that is the message that even BJP supporters are coming to us and saying to us that I think my own party has committed a mistake. Arvind Kejriwalji should not have been arrested. And look at how the universe works. The same day that he was arrested, the electoral bond data comes out and we find out that the South lobby kingpin of this alleged scam, Mr. Sarath Chandra Reddy, whose statement is used to arrest Mr. Arvind Kejriwal, is the same individual who gives the BJP 60 crore rupees right after he was arrested. So the people are making this link now. Thankfully for us, because of this entire episode being played out in the same time as electoral bond data has come out, the link between the Bharatiya Janata Party and Sarath Chandra Reddy has become open. How does this individual who stays in jail for 6 months without taking Arvind Kejriwal's name even once, he suddenly takes Arvind Kejriwal's name and then pays BJP 60 crore?
But you have not responded to my question, Akshay. I would bring in Sanju Varma, national spokesperson of the BJP now.
Why have they taken 60 crore rupees from
Yes, she will respond to that specific point of electoral bonds, and then I bring in Aarti. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Maria, I was listening to the, forgive my term, the rant against the Modi government by Akshay Marathe, who's normally very measured. I have this to say, bade beabru hokar tere kuche se hum nikle, bahut mere armaan nikle, lekin fir bhi kuch kam nikle. You sit here and you wax eloquent that, the Modi government is scared of Kejriwal, which is what Atishi Marlena has been saying for the longest time now, post Kejriwal's arrest. I want to just tell your viewers, Maria, that the BJP won with a 57% vote share, all the 7 seats from Delhi in Lok Sabha 2019, with a strike rate of 100%. The Aam Aadmi Party did not win a single seat despite a 18% vote share. So, darne ka to Kejriwal se sawal hi khada nahi hota. Even in Gujarat, we had a 53% vote share in the just concluded assembly elections a year back. Whereas the Aam Aadmi Party, despite all the false bravado, Modi ji ko sabak sikha denge, Kejriwal was reduced to 5 seats. So, the dar ka mahal ho gaya hai. Log khatre mein hai, democracy khatre mein hai, samvidhan khatre mein hai, ganatantra khatre mein hai. That is a whole lot of balderdash. Don't forget that the month was February and the year was 2002. Gujarat riots. For 20 years, 20 long, painful years, Narendra Modi was virtually hounded, maligned, guillotined by an entire cottage industry of journalists from the other side, an entire left-leaning cabal, so on and so forth, not to speak of the Congress.
Hmm.
Did he once say that he is being hounded wrongfully? He said, I will face trial. I will go to every court. I will face the law of the land and let the law of the land take its course. He was finally redeemed in June 2022 when the Supreme Court said Narendra Modi is given an unconditional clean chit. There was no criminal conspiracy. The limited point I'm making is you can either believe the law of the land or you don't. You can't say when the Supreme Court passes a judgment castigating Anil Masi in the Chandigarh elections, you say, oh, the Supreme Court is doing great. It's kosher. But when the same Supreme Court sends a Manish Sisodia to prison, the same Supreme Court denies bail to Satinder Jain, the same Supreme Court denies bail to Sanjay Singh, you start crying and you start castigating the Supreme Court. I mean, aisa nahi chalega. This double dholkiness, this hypocrisy is not going to take you too far.
I'm glad that loud and Sanju Varma and Akshay Marathe are speaking, not out shouting each other. They are speaking when their turn is coming. That's really healthy debate that's happening on this on NDTV. But Aarti, coming to you as an observer of politics, because Mr. Kejriwal continues to hold that position of being the chief minister, how appropriate is it for him to continue governing Delhi from jail?
Look, Maria, obviously it is not just inappropriate, but it is also untenable, because governance means getting official files. It means holding cabinet meetings. It means calling officials for discussions. I mean, obviously, you can't do that when you're in jail or you're in custody. I mean, clearly. I think this whole thing is a drama that has been created by Kejriwal to bait the BJP. And the BJP has, as usual, fallen into his trap and is creating a huge hue and cry about Arvind Kejriwal running the government from jail and he shouldn't be allowed to, he should step down. I mean, these two orders that he is supposedly passed, what are they? One was, telling, if these are true, one is telling Atishi that, look, people in Delhi are facing water and sewage problems. Take care of them. The other was to the education minister, to the health minister, Saurabh Bhardwaj, that people should not suffer for lack of medicines at Mohalla clinics. These are not orders. These are just expressions of concern. But the BJP is making a big deal, going to court. So it's a political battle that is being fought.
Yes. It's but a in this war political battle,
absolutely, it's a political battle.
It's got also bad optics because whatever said and done, you people of Delhi did not really vote for a chief minister who would be behind bars and continuing to rule Delhi. That's also one question that I want to ask, Akshay Marathe. Akshay Marathe, you know, it's also that if the chief minister has done no wrong, then he will be granted bail. What is stopping Aam Aadmi Party from having someone in the interim to ensure that Mr. Kejriwal, when he returns, he'll take back the chief minister's role?
Maria, before I answer that question, let me remind your viewers, the BJP spokesperson was unable to answer why they took 60 crore rupees from the government approver whose statement Arvind Kejriwal ji is in jail. Now, let me answer the question about how the government will run from jail. Arvind Kejriwal has not been accused of a scam. He is under suspicion. He is under remand. There is no charge sheet against him. There has been no court case against him. He has not been convicted so far. So tomorrow, if the BJP central government decided that a popularly elected chief minister, we cannot defeat him in an election, so we want to take him out by hook or by crook, they will start arresting chief ministers around the country. And they will say, chalo, humne arrest kar diya, now you must resign. That's not how the country can work. The country works through a democracy. People have given 55% of the vote in Delhi to Arvind Kejriwal in the assembly election. He's got 62 out of 70 seats in the assembly. Let the BJP fight him fair and square. Why do we say that BJP is scared of Arvind Kejriwal? We say that because they are scared of facing him in a fair and square election. 1 month before the election starts, Maria, they want to take him out of the election
campaign. I'm coming to you, ma'am.
Because they know that if Arvind Kejriwal, a bilingual Hindi and English speaking person, if he goes around the country and campaigns against the BJP's corruption and misgovernance, then they will not be even close to 270 seats. Forget 370 seats.
Okay.
That is why he says Arvind Kejriwal is the only person that Narendra Modi is scared
of. Why don't you respond to that specific point that has been made of 60 crores and then other charges?
Yes, I will answer that. You know, I'm the last one to duck a question, though I think the Kejriwal regime needs to get its ducks in order. I have this to say, yadi Modi ji Kejriwal se dar gaye, to Akshay Marathe aap Elvis Presley ho, Sanju Verma Taylor Swift hai, and Maria Shakil is Elizabeth Taylor. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Modi ji darne walon mein se nahi hai, wo seena taan ke danke ki chot pe rajniti karte hain, that anyone who knows basic Indian politics is aware of. I will not talk about this Aurobindo Pharma Sarat Chandra Reddy apparently giving money, 55 or 65 crores, I don't care, because he was scared and thereafter he turned approver. These are the charges. Now, Akshay Marathe needs to know this, but more than that, your audience needs to know this very important thing, Maria. I've said this on a couple of debates. As per Section 195 of the IPC, as per Section 308 of the CRPC, and as per Section 340 of the CRPC, even if you turn an approver in a criminal money laundering offense, you turn an approver and start singing like a canary, deposing in front of the government, there is no guarantee that your sentence will be commuted or reduced. That is point number one. You continue to face trial. Has Sarat Chandra Reddy, is the investigation against him, has that been suspended? Has that been derailed? Has that been disbanded? The answer is no. Now listen, Akshay, please, I did not heckle you. So the first point is, the investigation against Sarat Chandra Reddy continues. My second point, if you are saying that because of being scared as a quid pro quo, Sarat Chandra Reddy gave money to the BJP, I want to ask a simple question. The two biggest donors, Santiago Martin's Future Gaming was raided in 2019-20 and then again in financial year 2021 by the Modi government. But Santiago Martin's Future Gaming has given the biggest amount of money to the DMK, the TMC and the Congress. There was an income tax raid against Megha Engineering and its three subsidiaries. But the biggest amount from Megha Engineering of 440 crores has gone to the Congress and not to the BJP. Why was Megha Engineering not scared? Why was Santiago Martin's Future Gaming not scared? Are you trying to tell me only Sarat Chandra Reddy got scared? Now my last point, which your audience needs to know, Maria. The BJP has not sent Kejriwal behind bars. Please understand, the Delhi court clearly refused to quash the summons against Arvind Kejriwal. The Delhi court clearly refused to stay Kejriwal's arrest. And there is the famous judgment of Vijay Madan Lal Chaudhary. But 10 seconds. The famous judgment of Vijay Madan Lal Chaudhary versus the Union of India in 2022 clearly says that even if a person is not mentioned in the charge sheet or FIR, if there is prima facie evidence to hold him, the investigative agencies can do so via Section 45 of the Money Laundering Act, which was introduced in 2002 and amended in 2005 by the Congress Party.
Okay. You have made your point.
Can I respond quickly on the PMLA?
30 seconds, quickly. And then I'll give the last word to Aarti.
This Section 45 allows the BJP to arrest people without any evidence. And then they say the courts have not given them bail. What can the courts do? The law very clearly says they have the law has been strengthened. The law has been strengthened so that you can catch terrorists and narcotics suppliers. But the BJP doesn't care about terrorism and narcotics. They only want to dabao the opposition. And that's why I did not speak over you, madam. Don't behave like this.
You cannot.
This is not. You are not the enforcement director.
Okay, now Aarti, now please.
Okay.
Sanju Verma. Yes. Yes, Akshay, go ahead.
Stop playing the victim.
Yes.
The PMLA. People can Google this right now. Google if PMLA allows people to get bail or not. As simple as that. Yes. If they were booked under any other law, if they were booked by the CBI, if they were booked by the CRPC or any other law in this country, they would have gotten bail in 2 days. The enforcement directorate was made so strong. No, this is unfortunate that you are making me.
Sanju Verma, please. Sanju Verma, let him speak, please. Let him speak, please. Ma'am, please.
No, but you know, I cannot allow him to say blatant lies.
Ma'am, you spoke, please.
You're giving him a free run.
Please, let's have a very civilized debate. You don't have to. You know, he was silent while you were making a point. So let's extend that courtesy, please.
You only got two interventions, and I got only two interventions, Maria.
Yes,
ma'am. You're giving him a third intervention. Yes,
you will get another one. You'll get another one, please. Yes, go ahead.
And then they say they're not scared of Arvind Kejriwal and Aam Aadmi Party. You know, they don't even want us to speak on television debates. And then they think that people will believe them. Okay. Let me at least make my point.
Yes.
She talked about Sharad Chandra Reddy and she said that the investigation has not stopped against him. But remember this, the moment he took Arvind Kejriwal's name, the ED did not object to his getting bail. He said he had a lower back pain.
Okay,
and
so you have faith in the judiciary. Then wait for judiciary to grant him bail. Because neither has the judiciary granted bail Sanjay Singh or the Deputy Chief Minister. So let the law take its course. That's what you mean to say. Yes, quickly. Go ahead, Sanju Verma. 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Yes, 30 seconds to Sanju. Yes.
Yeah. Maria, in those 30 seconds, I will just say one thing. Jab Amit Shah ko 13 saal, he had to face trial in the Sohrabuddin Sheikh murder case. He never said democracy khatre mein hai. L.K. Advani was given redemption after 28 years in the Babri demolition case. He never said Samvidhan khatre mein hai. Narendra Modi got a reprieve after 20 years in the Gujarat riots case. He never said democracy khatre mein hai. Arvind Kejriwal should have taken the moral high ground. In fact, the ED is not draconian. Right after the third summons were not complied with, the ED had suo motu passed to arrest him, but the ED chose to be patient.
Okay.
9 summons were defied by Arvind Kejriwal. Kejriwal.
Aarti, the point being made by BJP here is that be it Mr. Narendra Modi or Amit Shah or LK Advani, senior leaders of the party have followed the law of the land, and then we saw the results. Then why shouldn't the opposition do the same? And why should they blame the agencies, talk about conspiracies, blame, you know, and talk about misuse of agencies?
Exactly. Maria, I think times are quite different from then and now. As you know very well, in the last few years, we have seen more than 100 opposition leaders targeted by government investigative agencies, whereas we've hardly seen any BJP leaders targeted. Now, I'm not saying that there are no grounds for the investigations. There probably are. You know, maybe that's why the investigative agencies are going after them. All I'm saying is that they should be even-handed. If you are going after opposition leaders, you should also go after BJP leaders. In Karnataka, an entire assembly election was fought on 20% corruption the 20% government because it was taking a 20% cut on government contracts. There were plenty of allegations thrown around at that time. Not a single allegation has been picked up by the investigative agency to investigate and pursue. So, you know, it just looks, it doesn't look even-handed. Doesn't look like this.
Sanjeev Verma, Akshay Marathe and Aarti Jairath, really appreciate your time. Of course, I'm sure this is a topic which will continue to surface every now and then because there are protests happening from both the sides. We are slipping into a short break. There is an interesting interaction that the Prime Minister had with two of the candidates. We'll try and bring that to you after a short break. Stay with us. Welcome back. You're watching Left, Right and Center. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dialed Rekha Patra, a sexual harassment victim from Bengal's Sandesh Khali, also the BJP's candidate from Bashirhat Lok Sabha seat. He also dialed T.N. Sarasu, BJP's Lok Sabha poll candidate from Alathur in Kerala and asked about her poll preparations. Listen in to these two conversations.
Namaskar, Pradhan Mantri Ji. Aapka bahut dhanyavaad.
Shabar Prathame apna ke subhechha janai. Aap ek bada daitva nibhane ja rahi hai. Is samay kaisa lag raha hai?
Bahut acha lag raha hai aur aapka haath mere sar pe hai. Mera Sandesh Khali ka maa behan ke sar pe aapka haath. Aap to hamare liye bhagwan samaan hai. Lag raha hai Ram Ji hamara saath hai aur Ram Ji ka haath hamara sar pe hai.
ऐसा है इन माताओं बहनों का हाथ मेरे सर पे है. रेखा जी, मुझे आपका मैसेज मिला था. मैं यथासंभव कोशिश करता हूं कि बीजेपी कार्यकर्ताओं से बात करता रहूं. मैं जानता हूं आप बंगाल की विपरीत राजनीतिक परिस्थितियों में प्रचार कर रही हैं. जब आपका नाम घोषित हुआ तो क्या माहौल क्या था, क्या लगा लोगों का, आपको क्या क्या परिस्थितियों का सामना भी करना पड़ता होगा, क्या हो रहा है, मैं जरा पूरा चित्र समझना चाहता हूँ.
हमारी साथ जो दुर्घटना घटी थी, हम तो बहुत दुर्भाग्यशाली, हम संदेश कली का माँ बहन नहीं है, पूरा बसीराट लोकसभा का जो माँ बहन है सब एक समानी अत्याचारित हुई है. और हमारी साथ जो हुई उनकी तो जेल हुई, ईडी की हाथ चला गया और हम चाहती है उनकी सजा मिले. और हमारा इधर जो 2011 साल से वोट हम इलेक्शन नहीं दे पाई, हम चाहती है पूरा सुरक्षा के साथ वोट दे पाए. हम वोट दे पाएंगे, संदेश कली की माँ बहन और भी खुश होगा. और आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद क्योंकि आप हमारे साथ आई.
नहीं, मुझे पूरा विश्वास है आपकी बात इलेक्शन कमीशन तक जरूर पहुंचेगी और इलेक्शन कमीशन सभी मतदाता मतदान कर पाए इसके लिए पूरा प्रबंध करेगा. और इलेक्शन कमीशन निष्पक्ष मतदान हो इसके लिए हमेशा प्रतिबद्ध होता है. हम भी आशा करेंगे इलेक्शन कमीशन आपकी पीड़ा समझे कि आपने 2011 से आपने वोट नहीं दिया है. तो ये बहुत ही दुखद बात है कि बंगाल में किस प्रकार से सरकारों ने व्यवहार किया है. लेकिन रेखा जी, जब ये आपका नाम घोषित हुआ, आपको चुनाव में कैंडिडेट बनाया, वो जब समाचार मिला तो आपके पड़ोस में अड़ोस में और आप जो इतना बड़ी लड़ाई लड़ी हो, सब में क्या मैसेज गया, सबका कैसा रिस्पॉन्स है?
सब लोग खुश है. दो चार टीएमसी की जो माँ बहन थे उन्होंने विरोध किया, उन्होंने अभी मान लिया और उन्होंने भी फिर से हमारी पास मैसेज वीडियो कॉल से मैसेज भेजा. उन लोगों ने जो किया वो तो टीएमसी की बुलाने पर किया है, उन्होंने जोर जबरदस्ती करवाई गई है और नहीं होगा जो किया उनके लिए उन्होंने माफी मांग रही है. तो हमारे कोई उनका ऊपर कोई दुश्मनी नहीं है क्योंकि वो हमारे माँ बहन, हमारी भाई बाप है. हम तो सबके लिए लड़ेंगे क्योंकि उन्होंने हमारे लिए लड़ रही है, हम उनके लिए लड़ेंगे. जो जमीन, जो सम्मान लौटाया जाए इसके लिए पूरा कोशिश करेंगे.
प्रोफेसर सरसु जी नमस्कारम, सुख मानो.
सुगंधन्य,
हाउ इज योर इलेक्शन कैंपेन गोइंग ऑन?
It is very well going on. Yesterday I started. I am telling the people of Alathur, our Modi ji ka sankalp hai sabka saath sabka vikas. I told them I will also work for that and I have Modi ji ki guarantee. So I will do whatever I could do for this Alathur. That is what I am telling them, sir.
As a professor Sarsu, tell us about your efforts and struggle in the college.
Sir, I was trying to do my duty in the college, sir. But the thing is that there are leftist teachers in the college and the SFI also. They want the principal to do according to their wishes, what they tell you. You have to do accordingly. But I was not ready to do like that. That is why they did all these things to me. But I was a teacher there for 25 years and I was principal for 1 year. In that, I did whatever I could do. I never gave any importance to those students or the teachers. Sir, can I request you something, sir?
Please, please.
Here is a problem in Kerala with all the cooperative banks, which are governed by the CPM leaders. But actually they did this, they loot all the money the poor people deposited in the bank and they are not getting back their money. So there is great complaint from the part of the people here. Some of the people died also because of lack of money for treatment and all. These people are not giving them money. So that is a very big problem here, sir. Sir, please could you do something against this, sir?
Professor Sursuji, I am happy that as a candidate, you are taking the issue of the people and the common man's problem as a good thing for any public servant. And I am happy to hear this, that you are raising the issue. Yes, I have heard about it. I have some detail about it. And you are right that a lot of poor people have been affected. Our government will take strict action against everyone involved. And we will ensure that the poor get justice. And one more thing, Sursuji, I would like to tell you that I will take the legal advice and whatever property the ED will attach and the money are involved of the common man's money, I will see that each and every paisa should return to the person concerned.